Welcome to the Agency in Focus, Department of Veterans Affairs, sponsored by Leidos. Now here's your host, Tom Temin.
Veterans make up nearly one-third of the federal workforce. The Office of Personnel Management and other agencies say they've come a long way, but it wasn't always that way. President Obama signed an executive order in the early days of his presidency to direct agencies to focus more on getting veterans into federal jobs. Nick Armstrong is the Senior Director for Research and Policy at Syracuse University's Institute for Veterans and Military Families. He led a study of that Veterans Employment Initiative since it began back in 2009. He tells Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco how well agencies have been doing with that initiative.
The U.S. Office of Personnel Management had reached out to us about a year and a half ago to take a look at how well the executive order 13518, which created the Veterans Employment Initiative, to take a deeper look at how it was implemented across the two Obama administrations. And the goal was to really to understand how it had been implemented and then to identify some recommendations going forward.
You know, generally speaking, I mean, how have agencies been doing since that executive order was signed?
So if you look at the numbers as a federal government as a whole, it's done phenomenally well in terms of bringing veterans in to federal sector jobs from the launch of the initiative in 2009 all the way up through the latest data we had run through FY15. So there's a huge increase, to the point that nearly or close to a third of all veterans are actually about a third of the total federal workforce are now veterans. And And over, 30% of new onboards or new hires were vets in that time period. So it really saw about a 5% jump in that time period. But when you start to dig in and start to look across the federal government, you see a little bit more variation. A lot of the hires are concentrated in some of the more traditional larger agencies like VA and Department of Defense and Homeland Security, for example. And that's really what we want to try to get into was, how does this vary across the federal government? How can we learn from what had been done in some agencies and what more could be done going forward?
Based on, the people that you spoke with, is it your understanding that some of those larger agencies, VA, DOD, Homeland Security, that their missions are just more easily translated to the veteran population, or that they have more resources to really go out and find veterans and bring them into those jobs, or maybe a combination of all of those?
It's definitely a combination of that. So certainly on the resource side, we found that larger agencies had the resources and to staff within their HR functions, veteran employment program offices, and managers who could tackle that mission as their sole purpose, whereas some of the smaller agencies with more resource constraints, you found veteran employment program officers dual-hatted, taking on other responsibilities related to, other hiring goals, veteran hiring being just one of several. So there's certainly some of that. Also, we found like there's definitely sort of some cultural differences in just sort of understanding of what types of skills that veterans bring to the workplace. So certainly there's a high degree of alignment between, what folks do in the military and how that translates to, say, a civilian job in the Department of Defense or VA. But we also found sort of a lack of, or not full awareness or understanding of the fuller types of skills that veterans are bringing to the workplace. Many go off and use their GI Bill to get their degrees, and also in terms of other research that we were finding, that about half of veterans don't even want to do the job that they did in the military. So it's a little bit more nuanced than just trying to plug and play or trying to automatically assume that, what a vet or what a transitioning service member did in the military is what they want to do or what they can only do in the civilian sector. And so part of that's about just not necessarily full awareness or appreciation of the full diversity of different skills and occupations that military members fill across the military.
I'd imagine that it might also go the other way, in that maybe some veterans haven't necessarily heard of every single agency that's out there, like the General Services Administration, for example, they might not know what GSA does and maybe how their skills can factor in at that agency. And, you know, they might not know about all the agencies and what they all do.
That's true. So I know the OPM, the Office of Personnel Management, had created a website, Feds Hire Vets, with a bunch of resources. And that was really intended for that one place for veterans who are looking for careers in the federal sector to be able to, you know, seek out opportunities. But certainly, I think that hits on something that, like, there's clearly more opportunity for agencies to be able to communicate the types of opportunities that vets may, or transitioning service members even, may find interesting, and also opportunities to help educate and inform transitioning service members about what those opportunities are beyond the traditional federal agencies that, you know, vets tend to find themselves.
And you mentioned OPM and Feds Hire Vets. How has their leadership over this initiative been from your perspective?
So we followed this over both administrations, and, you know, certainly there's a high degree of leadership focus all the way to the president, even during the first administration. And OPM, you know, as a vice chair to the council, certainly carried the torch, and they also helped sort of organize the steering committee, which helps guide the overall initiative. What we saw as the first administration transitioned into the second, we saw a little bit of waning leadership in terms of attendance of political appointees at the steering group meetings. So there's sort of waning focus or waning attention as the initiative continued into the later years of the Obama administration. So at this point, it is kind of stalled, or more or less stalled, in terms of, you know, where to go from here. And I think that's really was really sort of the motivation behind trying to dig in through a study like this, in terms of, okay, we know at a very high level, the federal government was successful in terms of bringing veterans in to the federal government, particularly at a time, if you recall, you know, 2009 through 2011, there were high rates of unemployment generally, particularly amongst post 9/11 veterans. And so now it's this is an opportunity to sort of look into the initiative and to pick out things of what can be done now to sustain and continue the success and move the initiative forward, particularly on issues beyond just hiring. So things like retention and workplace performance and growth and, you know, engagement of now what else can be done now that we've, as a federal government, have brought in a spike of veterans into the workforce. How are they doing and things like that?
I know that looking at some of the previous veterans employment reports that would come out of OPM, that, yeah, for the most part, the veterans employment hung around that one-third number that you discussed earlier, but that retention seems to continue to be maybe a challenge for some agencies. Can you speak to that a little bit more?
So there have been some other studies out there about veterans that find themselves in the federal sector often don't want to necessarily leave federal government, but they may, you know, look for that first job that gets them into the federal government, and then once they have their foot in the door, it allows them easier ability to sort of navigate the federal bureaucracy, jump around from agency to agency or from job to job. So I only know that not from our study, but from others, and also anecdotally stories that we've heard helps explain that. But if you look at some of the numbers, that's particularly an area of future focus. Some agencies certainly improve their retention, but in general, it's certainly something that could require future focus.
Nick Armstrong is Senior Director for Research and Policy at Syracuse University's Institute for Veterans and Military Families, speaking with Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco. Hear more of the interview after this short break. I'm Tom Temin.
Leidos is proud to support the VA and its mission to care for Americans' veterans. Leidos is committed to advancing the next generation of healthcare at the VA through outcome-based solutions and scalable IT. We strive for better access to care and improved health outcomes for our men and women who served. Leidos was recently named Washington Technology's number one government contractor in IT, systems integration, professional services, and telecommunications. For nearly 50 years, we have developed practical answers for a complicated world. To learn more, visit leidos.com.
The Veterans Employment Initiative charges agencies to collaborate through a council. The Veterans Affairs and Labor Departments lead that council. Nick Armstrong is the Senior Director for Research and Policy at Syracuse University's Institute for Veterans and Military Families. He led a study that reviewed that council and other pieces of the Veterans Employment Initiative. He tells Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco the group had agencies' interest when it first started back in 2009, but that interest waned.
For the most part, you saw that organizations that typically have a high concentration of veterans in their workforce in general clearly bought in from the outset and still buy in today. Agencies that struggled the most were those that in general have positions and jobs and occupations that may not, at least intuitively, match or align with the types of occupations you find in the military. So part of it's a sort of a leadership and sort of a cultural buy-in from those agencies, and then just sort of an awareness of really the diversity of occupations that the military has and how those could be either translated or with the right, you know, workforce development or skill on the job training could be an easier fit than I think some may perceive.
I wanted to bring up the veterans' preference issue. I know that your report didn't specifically look at veterans' preference, but I think you mentioned that many agencies brought this up when you asked them about this issue. So what did you hear from agencies in talking about maybe their difficulties with dealing with veterans' preference and getting them on board and hiring?
It wasn't the fact that there was a really disagreement or negative views on preference itself. The challenges and frustrations were more with the perceived complexities of the rules and how they're applied at the agency level, and really the transparency around the process itself as well. So on the one hand, you could have, even for veterans, you could have 100 veterans apply to a position, and one moves on for an interview or selection, and the 99 that did not, even the veterans may perceive that it's not being applied to them fairly. And then the flip side is true as well. Like you said, we did not explicitly focus on this issue, though it did come up, and that was something that was across the board. It wasn't clustered in any particular one agency, but it clearly seems that one big takeaway from this could be an opportunity to clarify and simplify the preference rules and help with broader awareness and understanding of the full range of hiring authorities. Vets preference being one that agencies can use to meet not just their veteran hiring goals, but their workforce goals overall.
Did anyone offer any more specific paths forward for dealing with veterans preference beyond just, you know, we need to understand this a little bit better, maybe clarify, you know, how this whole process works? Anything else that maybe agency chief human capital officers brought up?
Not specifically beyond that. And I think the preference rules, I mean, that's really an issue for Congress to kind of help clarify through legislation. And that's something that's an opportunity there. And then on the agency side, really it's about helping hiring managers help them understand the full range of the hiring authorities.
Nick Armstrong is Senior Director for Research and Policy at Syracuse University's Institute for Veterans and Military Families, speaking with Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco. We'll have more of the interview after one more quick break. I'm Tom Temin.
Leidos is proud to support the VA and its mission to care for Americans veterans. Leidos is committed to advancing the next generation of healthcare at the VA through outcome-based solutions and scalable IT. We strive for better access to care and improved health outcomes for our men and women who served. Leidos was recently named Washington Technology's number one government contractor in IT, systems integration, professional services, and telecommunications. For nearly 50 years, we have developed practical answers for a complicated world. To learn more, visit leidos.com.
Nick Armstrong is the Senior Director for Research and Policy at Syracuse University's Institute for Veterans and Military Families. He led a study of the Veterans Employment Initiative. He tells Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco about that study and how agencies have done over the past couple of years in recruiting and retaining veterans to federal jobs.
I wanted to ask you a little bit about some of the recommendations that you offered in the report. You had quite a few, and you know, some of them were for OPM, some of them were for agencies, and a couple other recommendations went to, you know, other stakeholders involved. But I mean, just kind of broadly speaking, what are you recommending after looking at this initiative for the past couple of years here?
Well, I think the biggest takeaway here is that it needs renewed leadership for it to be sustained in terms of the hiring numbers, and then obviously with veterans in the government, assuming that, you know, it's good to retain employees and retain veterans as well. You see, leadership of the overall initiative should continue, in particular political leadership. That was a big takeaway. If you don't have, you know, political appointees at the table to actually act upon, you know, the guidance of the council, it's hard to keep the ball moving forward and to continuously improve the work.
I think in the report you mentioned even having someone as high up as the vice president, maybe, for example, really take this on as an issue that he or she is concerned about.
Yes. So certainly that's the way it was originally envisioned, you know, with the first group that really helped even craft the original executive order. The goal was to have the initiative really at least, you know, have that White House sponsorship. Even though the Secretary of VA and Secretary of Labor were the true co-chairs of the overall council, having that White House buy-in and interest certainly was a big factor in helping launch the initiative to begin with. You know, President Obama had attended some of the early meetings for that and really helped sort of galvanize momentum around the initiative. So clearly, having that leadership involvement from the top helps as far as sustainment and sustained leadership across the federal government.
I think you also brought up some specific databases or performance management tools that would be helpful with this whole topic.
Sure.
Can you describe that a little bit, what you're recommending as far as how agencies can really measure how they're doing on this?
Sure. So actually, the initiative saw a lot of updates and improvements over the life course of the last two administrations. So it went from, you know, simply looking at hiring numbers to then actually developing some performance tools that grouped agencies by size. So you're not comparing a small agency to a large agency like Department of Defense. So you're actually comparing, at least trying to compare apples to apples. And so that there were some good things that had already happened over time. But what we're really recommending is to move beyond even the hiring and just simple retention metrics to try to fold in some other measurement indicators to look at employment in a more holistic way. So it's not just about hiring and retention, but, you know, how are veterans doing in the workplace once they're on board? You know, what's their engagement look like? What's their performance look like? So then to try to capture a fuller picture of what employment and performance actually means for the workforce.
So maybe something like an engagement survey specifically for the federal veteran employee population, maybe?
Well, that could be used, or just, you know, just being able to look at OPM already does an engagement survey of all federal employees, so leveraging that as a way to take a look at veterans as a subgroup, and then, folding that into the full into more of a full report card or picture of what it looks like, as opposed to just one focusing on raw hires or just retention itself.
Nick, is there anything else that you feel like we're missing out in talking about your study or just this topic in general that you think we should bring up?
The other big recommendation we had was to agencies about ensuring, you know, this is partly a resourcing, a budget resourcing issue, but also sort of a leadership issue across the, you know, agencies. Of we saw agencies to be more successful when they fully invested in their veteran employment program offices, as opposed to having folks wear multiple or being responsible for many things within their HR shops. So that's another big takeaway from this, is having that dedicated resource at the agency level to really help with the hiring managers through all the issues that we just discussed, not just hiring, but then use of authorities and things like that.
That's Nick Armstrong, Senior Director for Research and Policy at Syracuse University's Institute for Veterans and Military Families, speaking with Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco. You can find the entire interview online at federalnewsradio.com. Search Agency in Focus. I'm Tom Temin.
Thank you for listening to Agency in Focus, Department of Veterans Affairs, sponsored by Leidos on federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM. The entire program can be found on demand at federalnewsradio.com. Search Agency in Focus.